Isaiah 59, if you want to look with me there, Isaiah 59 this morning. And a few verses here on my heart. The Bible said in verse 1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear." I won't try to preach on this this morning here about the Lord's hand and His ear. It spoke here in the book of Isaiah, this country of Israel and the nation here was in a mess. They had sinned against God. This is really a national message, thank God, by Isaiah, but it is an individual message that God has given here unto this nation of people that have forsaken the way of God, that forsake the way of righteousness, and had went the way of idolatry, and went the way of evil, and went the way of sin. That's why God said that He said that your sins have hid my face. He said you've separated yourself from me because of sin. And sin's the only thing that does separate us from God. It's the sin of unbelief. It's the sin, my friend, that we have in our life. And here, really that word separated there means that you put a wall up between me and you because of your sin. But what a message of hope, what a message of mercy that God had for His nation here, and that God still has for the people today, sinners and the saints. That God still has a message in verse 1 where the Bible said the Lord's hand is not shortened. Thank God. That word shortened there means, praise God, it's not been cut off. Amen. My hand's not cut off from you. Amen. And I thought about that. Thank God, I'm glad God's hand is not a short hand. He's not a short hand God. Amen. He's a big hand God. He's a God that can help us this morning. I think about His hand in salvation. Thank God, the old songwriter said it right. He reached down His hand for me when I was lost and undone. I didn't have no hope, didn't have no peace. I'm glad God had mercy on me. Amen. He came where I was at. I couldn't get to Him, and He had to come to me. Amen. A lot of people say, "I found the Lord." He found you first. Amen. He knew where you was at in that horrible pit. The Bible said it was miry clay that our feet was in. The Bible said He reached. Oh, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. It was a bad thing. Thank God, friend, where's in. But I'm glad His hand reached downward for me. I'm glad, thank God, on that good day that He said, "I come, and my hand's not too short to get where you're at." I tell you, you might be in a bad place, but I'm glad His hand's able, thank God, to get down to where you at. There's never been a sinner He couldn't save. There's never been anybody He couldn't reach. Thank God, the love of God and the grace of God can reach down to where lost humanity is and bring them up, thank God, from where they're at, and put their feet on a rock and establish their going, and put a new song in their mouth. I'm glad His hand, thank God, can reach down, thank God, my friend, under the very lowest sinner, and bring him up. Amen. Thank God for that. His hand is not too short that it cannot save. Thank God, I'm glad He saved you. Thank God by His power. I'm thankful there was a day in my life that the hand of God was greater than my sin. Thank God could reach down and get a hold of my heart and bring me to eternal life in the Son of God. Isaiah said, He said His hand's not short. There's a message for the country. Thank God He's still got a hand that can reach any sinner that's lost and undone. He's got a hand this morning, thank God, that can reach any sinner that needs to be born again. Amen. Thank God He's got a long hand. Amen. He's not only shortened salvation, But praise God, His hand hedges us. Amen. Boy, I wonder how many times in our life that God's put a hedge about us. Amen. How many times has the hand of God warded off evil? Well, you think Jesus taught His own disciples how to pray, deliver me from evil. He has really basically said, deliver me from the evil one that brings temptation to me. How many times has the hand of God hedged us and kept us? Thank God. And my friend, no telling friend. Thank God how many times, even in the book of Job, even the devil recognized the fact that God had a hedge about him and his house. Amen. Job still didn't curse God. Amen. He blessed the Lord. Even in the attack of the devil, God still, thank God, was glorified. When Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But what about his hand of hedge? Thank God. He hedges us. In His own hand. Thank God He watches after us. In His own hand. Amen. Thank God. I don't know how many times God's hedged me from danger. Or from any kind of catastrophe. Amen. That would have took place in my life. I'm telling you, I'm a living evidence today that God's got mercy. And God is a merciful. I'm living evidence of it. You don't know me to like I know me. And there's been times that God could have put His hand on me and snuffed my candle out. But He had mercy on me. Hey God, He still loved me as I was. And He hates me. Hey God, and kept me where I ought to be. Amen. That's right. What about not only the hand of hedge, but the hand that holds us? Amen. The Bible said we're in the hand of God. He said no man's able to pluck me out of the hand of God. That's what Jesus said. He said my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I've given them eternal life. Amen. He gives them eternal life. He said my Father which gave them me is better than all. And no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Thank God, buddy, I'm telling you one thing. God is our keeper, and we're in the hand of God. In the hand of the Almighty, amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm in the hand of God. You say, how big is it? Big enough to hold me. Amen. Big enough to keep me. Big enough to love me. Amen. Thank God for that holding hand. I tell you, I thank God for that comforting hand. Amen. Buddy, just that comforting hand of God. Amen. Sometimes somebody just might lay a hand on my shoulder and say, preacher, I love you and I appreciate you. There's comfort in that. There's comfort, thank God, in a handshake from the brethren. But thank God there's nothing like the comforting hand of God. There's nothing like God comforting you. Amen. When you're going through hardship, when you're going through sorrow, His hand is my comfort, amen. Thank God, He said He hid my soul in the cleft of the rock. He put His hand over the parts of Moses, amen. He said He saw His backside, amen. I'm telling you, buddy, He's a God that comforts me, and amen. That's right, He'll comfort you in your fears. Amen. Thank God. I remember God called me to preach. And they said to me up there at the pork plant, they said, I want you to, it was a Christmas supper. And they said, we want you to say something tonight. God help. I knew most of them was lost and mean. Amen. Didn't want God, didn't have a few of them was saved. The man that was over it was born again. And he said, I want you to get up and say something. You're talking about nervous, friend, about 120 people in a building. And probably about 100 of them or more was lost and mean. Amen. And they said, we want you to say something. I remember standing up there that night. I'm telling you, this is the God's truth. And I stood up and I got to read my scripture. I felt a hand on my back. I mean pressure on my back. I looked around. Wasn't nobody there. Amen. And I know who's putting it on me. Amen. You talk about comfort. Amen. I'm telling you, God comforted my heart. I got up there, preach. I ain't got about 20 minutes. And the Holy Ghost silenced that crowd and hear the word of God. You know why? Put His hand on me. Amen. Put His hand on me. Thank God. Amen. Comfort in that, friend. There's comfort in a hand of God that's being upon you. This is hand being on you. Amen. There's comfort in that. I'm talking about, he said, my hand's not too short. Yeah. It's not too short to put my hand on you. Thank God it's not too short to put my hand on you. Amen. Don't say this. It's not too short. It's not too short to heal you. Amen. Well, I believe God can heal people. I believe God does it too. Amen. I believe any healing's from God. I believe all healing's from God. I've seen God heal people. I mean, heal them and touch their bodies and heal them. His hand's not too short. It can't heal. The problem's in our unbelief. It ain't the problem that God can do it or not. Amen. It's like that boy that's a lunatic foaming at the mouth. And the disciples is coming down from the mount with Jesus. And the rest of them trying to heal the boy. And they couldn't do it. And Jesus come down. The father was in tears. And said, Lord, if you do anything for it, would you do it? Jesus said, well, he said, it's not whether I can do it, it's whether you can believe I can do it.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus said to that man, you got to believe. And the man said, I believe, but help thou my unbelief.
Right.
That's right. And Jesus, thank God, healed that boy.
Yeah.
Amen. I cast the devil out of him, healed him. Yeah, my boy, I'm going to tell you, there's still hope in healing. Amen. Spiritual healing, physical healing, that's all in the hand of Christ. It's all in the hand of God. That's why his hand's not short. Why are you shortening his hand? His hand's not too short to supply your need. Hey, God, he took the hand of the Lord and put two fish and five loaves in his hand and got them in his hands and break the bread and prayer and fed 5,000 men, women, and children. Thank God for it. I'm telling you, his hand's not too short. Amen. Amen. You say, I got a need. His hand's not too short. Not too short. His hand's not too short in holding the dying. Somebody at the point of death. And, you know, I got to thinking about that. All the people that's left here and died and gone to be with the Lord. Don't you kind of believe the Lord in their last minutes comes up and puts his hands under them and holds them? Amen. That's right. I believe that. Thank God. I believe that presence of God and that good hand of God. I've seen saints go out of this world and leave in peace. And I always wondered, you know, I mean, they're on the dying bed. But there's something in them. There's something in them. It's God in them. And there's something about the hand of God putting on, thank God, that dying loved one and holding them. Thank God. And then they take the last breath and God takes them out of here. Amen. Believe that.
Right.
Amen. And I'm going to say this. His hand's not short. Why are you shorting his hand? His hand's not short. His hand can do anything. He can do anything. The old songwriter said he holds the world in his hand. Well, he holds the water in his hand too. Everything's measured by his hand. Amen. Amen. His hand, thank God's not short. It's not short. Why do we want to shorten the hand of God when it's not short? He's telling Israel. He's saying, he says, your sin, but my hand's not short, and it can't save you from it. Then he said, my ear's not heavy. You know what he's saying there? I'm not hard of hearing.
Yeah.
Right. I ain't hard of hearing you. I can hear the cry of repentance when you cry from your heart.
Yeah.
I can hear you. See, people say, I don't believe God's hearing me. Well, he's not hard of hearing.
Right.
The only thing that separates people from God is sin. He's not hard of hearing you confessing your sin. Your sin's between you and God. God's not hard to hear you when you come with a broken heart of confession and you get before God and you bow at an altar and you say, Lord, I need forgiveness. Lord, I've done this and I've done that. He knows it. But he won't forgive you till you confess it. God help us. He ain't too hard to hear you about your confession. He'd hear you this morning. I don't know what sins are plaguing you and what's keeping the ears of God, my friend, from hearing your prayer. I tell you what it is. You're not talking to him.
Right.
Amen. Thank God. He said, my ear's not too heavy to hear. I'm not hard of hearing. If a saint or a sinner will come to me in confession and tell me what they are and what they're going through and what they did and what sin they've committed, and he said that if they ask for forgiveness, it's forgive. Amen. Forgive. Not, he's not hard of hearing to hear from you about your need. Amen.
Amen.
Do you think, he said, how much more should your Heavenly Father give good things that what? Ask Him. Ask Him. He's not hard of hearing when you have something you need. He's met my needs, hasn't He met yours? Praise God. Has He ever been unfaithful? He's not faithful. The middle verse of 1 Corinthians 10:13 says God is faithful. Amen. It's as faithful as He who called you. One thing man will never be able to charge God with, and that's unfaithfulness. You never will be able to charge God with unfaithfulness. Never will. He's been faithful.
Yeah.
Amen. He's just been faithful. And I'll tell you what, He ain't hard of hearing. Amen. I'm hard of hearing. I'm getting worse. My wife will say something. I say, what'd you say?
Yeah.
You know why I'm getting older? I've been a lot around the loud stuff. It's, you know what that word really means? It means it's dulled. It's dulled your hearing. If you look up the word heavy, it just means to dull. And when you're dull of hearing, you're hard of hearing. Amen. That's right. But the Lord's not hard of hearing. He's not dull of hearing. You can come to Him anytime and talk to Him, and He can hear you.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen to me. I like praying out loud.
Yeah.
I like, but God even knows your heart before you pray. That's why He said the Spirit will intercede on your behalf, even the groanings within you that you pray to God. The Holy Spirit takes that groaning and He intercedes on behalf of your prayer to God. He's not hard of hearing.
Right.
He can hear. He said, to Israel, this is what He said to Israel. He said, my hand's not short and my ear's not heavy. And I'll tell you what He's saying to this church. My hand's not short. There's nothing impossible with me, and there's no limitations to my hand. None. And my ears is open to the righteous, their cry. That's what He said. My hand's not short, my ear's not heavy. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you what, we ought to make much of Jesus. He can do so much. If we just, it's a simple message. Then realize His hand can reach. And I like what He said over there to Israel in that one place. He kept naming their sin, but He said it, but my hand is stretched out still. He said, my hand's still stretched out. Still stretched out. And I'm going to tell you what, His hand will be stretched out till the very end of the dispensation of time. His hand will be stretched out. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God.